Hey guys, what's up, and welcome back to an all new episode of the Podcasting Dead. I am the Fallen Fett, and with me is
Darth Moocher. I don't have a Walking Dead name, so Marco, Darth Moocher. It's good to be back.
That's okay. It's very good to
be back.
Man,
it's been a long time since we've done this.
It has, because we were going to do Fear, but dude, unfortunately, even for me, as much as I fought for Fear, it just went straight downhill.
Yeah, I missed.
I'm sorry.
I missed a few episodes,
and
that was it. I couldn't get myself caught up on it at all.
Yeah, it was very rough.
Yeah.
I had to wait and watch a couple together.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything really negative other than it was kind of like, all right, let's get back into Walking Dead.
Yeah, I just kind of think that everybody just kind of lost it. Like,
I think so.
You know, so what we're going to do here is we're going to change up the format a little bit different. Coming back, unfortunately, still, we don't have El Sinestro back.
Yeah.
So we got me and Marco doing everything. We're also picking up from what we did with Toy Migos and They're Not Dolls, which moved into the Sarlacc Digest. So now be sure and follow us on IG on the Podcasting Dead. And we are live. Hello to everybody once you see this. We've never had that many followers, but maybe this will gain it up. I mean, of course, we have all the RLU fam who's always followed. So hopefully now spread the word. Get it out there. The Podcasting Dead on IG. And we'll get into our structure here. So what we're going to do is we're just going to quickly talk about season 5 of Fear, The Walking Dead.
Yeah, we'll do a quick recap.
Yeah, and just basically sum up the whole season. And then we'll get into season 10 of The Walking Dead proper, which was very good, in my opinion. I'm very excited and back, which makes me happy.
They didn't lose a beat.
Yeah, after coming off of Fear, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to get into, man. So basically, we jumped again in Fear.
And
we had
Morgan
with the bad guy who was the other one who ran the truck system.
Okay.
And they wanted the oil and where to get it for the gas.
Yeah, yeah.
We had that all going on, and that was kind of our buildup. We got introduced to a Jewish, what do you call that? Not a priest, a Jewish
rabbi.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. Sorry.
No anybody problem.
There's a rabbi out there. And that was a new character who was introduced.
Okay.
We saw some more background characters. And basically that's all it led up to. And then all of a sudden, they have a scene where we find out we are making gas.
Right.
And they got the whole system down. And then he busts in to take it over. And then he ends up dead by a cowboy gang.
Okay.
And basically, this new woman was introduced, and she's basically a female version of Negan he ran the sanctuary. And instead, she has apartment complexes that she runs in the same way, and it's her way or the highway. And they've basically, though, you got to give it to her, she kind of took their system of leaving the TVs and the videos everywhere of everybody telling their story, and then she flipped it and did theirs but lied. So that people would get a hold of them.
She's a slumlord. Oh my God.
they basically.
The slumlord in Fear.
That's where we get. And she's the new bad girl. Yeah. And you need to come join us. But she only takes who she feels is worthy.
Okay.
Again, almost like a Negan
scenario. The strong survive kind of stuff.
They don't want to. They want to be strong.
Right.
And move on. And they actually find another one with the cowboy John Dory. The whole movie setup that he was a part of, the live movie, the Universal Studios.
Stunt show thing
there was another one available.
Okay.
The original one that they forgot about that he's like is perfect.
Okay.
Because the whole town was set up in the old days to run electricity through water.
Yeah.
You had a river down, you know, like a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where they want to go. Well, it's infested, of course.
Yeah.
Zombies everywhere. They've given up hope. They have to call on the girl. Then when they do, they get an idea to get the zombies out of there. And it basically ends with she still comes and she's going to take everybody because they have no resources.
Mm-hmm.
But she is going to split them up.
Yeah.
Basically, everybody just kind of agreed to it. But yet it was kind of like they all knew they were going to die.
Yeah.
Like she ain't doing this for reals. And I was just that basically sums up 10. A highlight. John Dory and fine ass old Jenna Elfman got married.
Yeah, yeah. See, I'm agreeing here because I didn't watch it, so I'm depending on Ernie to catch me up on it, which I know a lot of people did the same also too. And what I did hear is a lot of group split up, group finding each other, group split up finding each other. And that's always been my complaint with the past seasons.
Uh-huh.
It was like, when are they gonna have a community like Rick's group and all of them, right?
Yeah.
And If that's it, I didn't. Okay, so anything as far as deaths or anything like major happened?
A guy was introduced and he's the one who died.
Okay, so a new character in and out. Dwight was in and out of this thing.
Crazy thing is, so Dwight then is told about his wife and just to give up, and he goes for it.
And he gives up.
Yeah. Like, okay, I'll stick with you guys.
Oh,
I don't. Okay. I was like, what?
Did we leave off?
I don't get that.
Is he a permanent member of the group
yes.
now? Oh, he is.
Yes.
And Morgan's still there.
Yeah, he was about to take off, and then he found the horses, and then that's where it came up.
Yeah.
With this old place.
Gotcha.
Another thing that I found so weird was Alicia Strand and them are a second story now. Uh-huh. It's not even their story. It's all about Morgan.
So we're morphing into something different.
Yes.
They're depending on Morgan's
and
character.
And it's not working.
Yeah.
It's not.
It could have worked if they went to Alexandria like their plan in the last
Correct.
Season when Morgan was trying to take the group to Alexandria and he got sidetracked.
They're doing too much to try and show. Yeah. Like, I would have accepted if they found this place. And that was the end of season 10, and let's start anew here.
Right,
that would have been a whole nother group and a whole nother area and a whole nother way to live.
Yeah.
Instead, you introduced a female Negan.
Yeah.
And we've seen all this. We know what's going to happen. You know she was lying. Yeah. You know she's not going to help.
We're getting...
So what we get at the end is, did Morgan die? Basically, she shoots Morgan,
but
walkers come and scare her. So it's he was shot. Is he going to bleed to death? And then she leaves him, and walkers are coming. That was your cliffhanger.
Okay.
Is Morgan going to die? Who's going to save Morgan? What's going on?
Right.
Horrible.
What is the deal with the helicopter?
Don't know.
So,
they didn't
but
talk
is
about
it the same helicopter Rick was taken off in? So
the
talk
we see
is,
the symbols
yes.
and they're talking about how this other group, that was it.
Yeah.
That whole episode where we had, what's her name, find the girl with the helicopter.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That was it. They're kind of keeping that secret. She still hasn't said.
Okay.
She told old ass fine Jenna Elfman about it, and
right.
she was like, "Oh, okay." And that was it. That was all the explanation
that
we
was
got.
It.
So they keep leading into nothing.
Right.
Nothing, right. And that's what's sad. And now our whole group is split because when
again,
female Negan
yeah.
took them.
Yeah.
She split them up.
Okay.
Again, everybody is split. And you figure they're just going to kill everybody and keep a few.
Yeah.
That's basically what's going on. So
I wish they would do something that dramatic on this. On you know, this is the show. This is the show to take chances. Really move something different because there is no source material.
Okay.
They can kill off. I mean, they've done it before. They did it with Nick and.
Right.
I mean, a lot of people, but like. I don't want to see it, but they could have used this opportunity to kill off Morgan, bring it, you know, keeping our same cast that we've, you know, continued
yeah.
on and stuff. But to me, they're still trying to keep it too close to heart, too safe.
And it's not working.
Yeah.
We need something new and fresh like it was from the beginning.
Yeah.
Now you're just running in circles trying to redo the same thing.
Yeah.
And then we get news from Comic-Con just recently, the New York Comic-Con.
Yes, yes.
That we get a whole nother new Walking Dead show. And I'm very sorry I wasn't excited about it. Because of what has happened to Fear.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be an
all-female cast, right?
Seemed like a here we go again.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Basically.
So, again, we've said this before with Fear, and I've talked to the Sarlacc crew about this, all the stuff, everybody who watches it. Fear's very first season, and I did a recap of all the seasons before just to kind of refresh,
right.
you know?
Right.
And I miss... The first season.
Yeah.
I miss the L.A.
Yeah.
on fire.
Yeah. The craziness.
Yeah.
What is going on? What are we doing?
More humans than zombies at this point, figuring out the chaos that's going on.
Yeah.
The psychological torment that Nick was going through. I missed that because it quickly got into what Walking Dead was doing.
Yeah.
Quickly got into groups.
Yeah.
And everything else. I like the fact that if we were to see what the government was doing, what the military was doing, what the city and how the city fell apart.
Right.
If Fear went to that route, even if it was not five seasons into that, that would have been
awesome. We even went to New Mexico and had people trapped in hotels.
Right. Like I think
and what they were doing.
Yeah, I think they just tried to capture Walking Dead all over again, and it was their opportunity to do something a little bit like someone else's point of view. I don't know anything about this new spinoff. We knew about the spinoff was going to happen because they said from even earlier this year, they were like, they're talking about a third
spinoff and movies.
And yeah, we are still getting the Rick movies, which I think are going to be still very popular. Now, I don't know if these movies are going to be streaming movies or are they going to be in theatrical releases.
I don't know.
Yeah. We that's that going to be interesting.
Yeah.
You know, AMC doesn't have a streaming service yet. So.
Even as right now, it's hard for us to tell regular previews that you see.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it pops up on Netflix.
Does Disney own AMC?
No, probably.
Okay. Does Netflix?
Maybe by the time this airs. Maybe
rapidly buying stuff out
right now on the live. They don't own it, but we don't know by the end of the live.
It'll
they
be
could.
On Disney
right,
Plus.
Exactly.
Walking Dead.
So I mean, that basically just sums up a whole season. It wasn't exciting. There was nothing to really even talk about or closely remote to our proper.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's not.
Everybody is now separated, and is Morgan going to die? And there's a female Negan introduced.
That's it.
We got a couple other characters.
Even on paper, that doesn't.
Who were introduced, but nobody of importance. Nobody to say anything like that.
Gotcha.
The worst part was our original. Mm-hmm. What's her name? The daughter?
Alicia.
Totally took a turn for the worse and got all mental.
Yeah.
She couldn't kill walkers anymore. She wanted to paint trees and have a hope.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. She was a killing badass. That's how she should have stayed.
For five seasons almost. Four seasons, you know.
I don't get it. And you switch all of a sudden years later that you can't kill a walker?
Yeah. Yeah.
It just
wasn't in it.
Really,
we're not buying it.
No.
We're not
it really it. Pulled away from me.
Yeah.
I really hope they get their stuff together and let's see what happens. You know, because it is another season.
Yeah.
And I was very shocked by that. Because I'm really sorry to say I didn't see a lot of good reports about it.
I would have, and anybody who's listening, and if you agree with this, it would have been so good if they had Walking Dead and then Fear the Walking Dead. Every season was like American Horror Story. One season was beginning to end.
Yeah.
We didn't go back to those characters. And now we're in, let's see, Spain.
Yeah.
Mexico.
Yeah, a spinoff of Fear.
Yeah.
If that was just how Fear was.
Season,
that would be good.
And it could have been, again, the government's issue of dealing with how the downfall.
Right.
It could have been.
We could have had five seasons of the beginning from all different points of view.
It could have been a cruise ship a season.
Oh,
everybody on a cruise
awesome.
Ship, you know?
Yeah, who has no idea.
From beginning to end.
And if it's airborne, well, then it had to hit there. Oh. See, look at it. I mean, that's exciting.
That's
right there.
What I'm saying. Like a whole season of just like American Horror Story does that. That would have been cool. And is it too late to do that? I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's too late to even. Because I think I keep seeing, and I don't want to go negative, but I keep seeing not just Fear, but like even Walking Dead, and we'll get to that. How this is the lowest rated stuff. And I'm still enjoying the shit out of it. And I don't know if people are just tired of the Walking Dead and zombies. Because, you know, in the horror genre, which I have my ear really close to the ground, the horror genre goes in waves.
Yes.
We have zombies for about 2-3 years.
Yeah.
And then we have vampires for 2-3 years. And then all of a sudden we'll have a slew of werewolf movies. And we come back to zombies eventually. So I'm wondering if because people are losing interest or they're just like what we do, we miss an episode. I'll watch it next week. Yeah, I'll watch it next week and we'll binge it.
Exactly.
That could have been it too. You got to be very careful. I don't let those things deter me from watching anything. I just watch it because I like it.
Yeah.
But hopefully, again, I know that Fear was not as excitement, but it's still a little bit tie-in because I'm really curious about how they're going to tie in Walking Dead with the movies, with this new spinoff. I'm still interested in the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I am very much.
Yeah, and still.
But I wasn't excited about announcement just because of what happens to Fear.
Yeah.
But that could all change my mind with the return of Walking Dead proper.
I felt so right. It felt so good to be back in this world. It really did.
Just even the introduction of going through and hearing Judith again explain everything that was going on was great.
It was amazing.
Yeah, like, oh, thanks for the catch up.
Amazing.
All right, we're good.
And should I bring up the comic book kind of tie-in that I think is going
to
happen?
Let's get into it when we get to that point. So basically, we'll just go through the whole episode because this was the start of season 10. Do we got anything, a question or anything? No?
No.
Oh,
it's
okay.
We have Slithering Darkness. Looks like George Lucas threw up in that room.
100%, what's up, Andre?
Yeah, 100%
yes.
And we love it.
This is the Star Wars dining room, podcasting room, video room.
Yeah.
This is
our headquarters. Room. This is our clubhouse.
Yeah. Come join us anytime.
Anytime.
So let's get into now Walking Dead.
Okay.
We are in season 10, and the episode was called
Lines We Cross.
Lines We Cross.
Yes.
And very well titled, because it was crazy.
Absolutely.
First of all, we get into a whole different episode, mm-hmm. and that's why we're not going to break it down like we usually do.
Right.
Because we saw a story from everybody's different point of
yes.
view.
Yes.
And it's- basically what this followed around was we get an opening of a satellite crashing through space mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. into our atmosphere.
Yeah.
Nice visual, by
it
the way.
It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we see it spin, and it's a USSR
it's like Russian
satellite. Yeah.
Which, and so what was our reaction?
Yeah.
Stranger Things confirmed.
It, yeah.
Part
it
of
worked
it.
It worked for Stranger Things. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're part of the
so talk about it. Theory crafting.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, if you'd want to break down the timeline, 11 could be Alpha.
Yeah.
Now, the age matches up, right? Everything. We just haven't seen her full powers yet.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But no, it's pretty funny that...
Yeah.
You mentioned American Horror Story.
Mm-hmm.
They're into an 80s theme right now.
Yes.
You
yes.
know, that's all Stranger Things is, and we ain't got that back.
Right.
And then we open up on our season 10 Walking Dead, and yeah. immediately, USSR Russian yeah. satellite. I got to admit to you, yeah. when I first saw it, I was like, am I watching the right thing?
I
really did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too, because I was like, oh, this is new.
Yeah.
This is something new, but it right. makes sense on what they did, and they used this satellite crashing down to Earth as a pivotal moment for... groups as we look at Alexandria, we look at Oceanside
yes.
and, you know, and the groups of like, there's a pivotal moment of when people reacted to the satellite. So that brings us to like events leading up to that.
Correct.
You know, and which I really like these kind of episodes because mm-hmm. they are a Sherlock Holmes kind of, you know,
yes.
mystery. Okay. Let's Scorsese it back a little bit
yes.
and see what happened and stuff. So the open monologue was Judith explaining, basically catching everybody up to speed. They just had this whisperer.
And our catch-up was, you got to remember the whisperers.
Yes.
We just had 10 people killed.
Yes.
We were at a moment of we thought we were coming together.
Yeah.
And they totally destroyed that.
Yeah.
Not only that, they laid down the law.
They mapped out where they can go.
Correct.
This is our land. This is your land. You stay on your side. Again, reiterating this. Now.
We saw the demise of kingdom.
Yeah, the kingdom's gone.
We saw the demise of the king and the queen.
Yeah.
Of the kingdom.
Yeah. Relationships broke up.
We saw a different turn of Negan.
Yeah.
And what he could become.
Yes.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Because, I'm sorry, evil, bad Negan is a thing of the past. He's still around.
He's...
But even he knows himself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's done and over with.
In this episode, Negan... Even though he's out in the open, he's not trying to escape. He's not trying to take over, but he is offering advice on people that
leadership
are, leadership advice
yes.
like, you know, you guys aren't taking threats serious enough.
Correct.
You're not badass enough.
Correct.
You know,
yeah.
lie to people to get
right.
to comfort them.
Right.
Instead of like everybody on alert and then you know yeah. have everybody in full scale panic.
Where's my way out?
Yeah.
He's really not even thinking that, which
no.
is great. And then we get We open up after that, and then we get a shot of Oceanside, which
yeah.
I was very surprised because we
yeah.
kept saying, what about Oceanside
right. Right.
throughout this whole
Where
thing?
Where were they during the blizzard? Where were they during the whole...
Well, we get everybody.
Yeah.
We get Alexandria.
Yeah.
We get the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
We get Hilltop,
mm-hmm.
and everybody's at Oceanside.
Yeah.
And we open up to mock war battles.
Yeah.
And basically, they've all come together, and they even set up walkers
yeah.
to come attack, and they are... They're basically getting their stuff together to
yeah.
fight. I mean, full army infantry wise.
This is 300
yes.
Walking Dead
they,
style.
They have shields.
Yeah,
they
archers
have
in the back.
Archers first.
Yeah,
yeah it
was cool.
We're going
to
back
see.
To medieval times with
mm-hmm.
this. Like they have a plan.
There's no more bullets.
And you're thinking, wow, they've really come together.
Yeah.
And get strong.
Yeah.
We get the shot of the kids.
Yeah.
JR, who's still not fake.
Right.
Like,
still not a.
RJ, I'm sorry. RJ.
RJ is
yeah.
not a
Rick Jr.
Yeah. That still would have been awesome.
I'm still fighting it, though. I'm still fighting it. Because it's only Judith who talks to him.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's true.
It's
imaginary friend. You, just
you
let
know,
it
we have Jerry's kids.
Yeah.
Are there playing with them, and they're still being kids. Even though Judith is a part of the army.
Yes, she is.
Stabbing
she
and,
is there
and getting them.
The front line.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Awesome.
And we open up and you see them and you're like, oh, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they've really come together.
Yeah.
And then inside, while they're out getting seashells, inside RJ's bucket is a mask.
Yes.
One of the Whisperer's masks. And with that, all of a sudden we see, holy crap, they're not strong and together.
Right.
They actually get scared shitless of it. And yeah. I was very, very surprised by that turn to see that. Like, they're worried. He wants to throw out a full warning over the radio.
Yeah.
To all of who we have open. Well, Alexandria and the Hilltop.
Yeah.
You know, because the kingdom's gone.
I know there's a time jump, but we don't know how long the time jump is, but it does seem
I was trying to get
short.
A couple months.
Yeah.
Just a couple months.
Yeah, it seems short.
Correct. So, maybe after the winter.
Yeah.
I mean, they survived that.
Right.
So what's after winter?
Spring.
Spring. Yeah. Maybe the start of spring.
Looks
so
like
we know a
that.
Couple months.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because they keep on wondering as they see a walker come out.
Yeah.
Is it them? Watch their hands.
They're on guard.
That's
the whole
so
time.
Crazy they still say that. Watch their hands. Yeah. Watch their hands.
Because they're eerily silent or eerily not around. The whispers are not around. And you know, and they know, the group, everybody knows, they're not gone.
Correct.
But at the same time, we had that the last, when we left off, they trampled through their land to avoid the storm and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So
they were scared then.
Yeah.
And we find out they're still scared now.
So it was a matter of time. And so when they're doing this training thing, the first thing I'm thinking, like, that's good for walkers, but I don't think it's good for like a herd of whispers running at them.
Correct.
I just think that their plan would fall apart.
The far away hit, yes, with the arrows and the throwing of the spears and everything like that. But then you're right. I mean,
that's
basically
the first thing
a frontline thing.
That's good against walkers, but I don't know. So,
but we got to also remember, though, that the whisperers take you to an extreme.
Yes, they do.
They don't attack you till they're close.
Right. And they'll
so unless
they'll be
they're going to give up.
20 rows behind the walkers, too. So I get it. Yeah, it's cool.
It's
so,
hard, but like I said, it kind of made us feel very strong.
Yeah.
And that was all torn away.
Yeah.
It really was.
And so when this mask washes up on shore, it sets people into a panic, like a reminder.
Yes.
The whispers are still out there. They're still a threat. And why would this now? Is this a message?
Yes.
Or is it just by chance?
Right.
You know? Right. Was it you know, which I'm like, what do you think, Gurney? Do you think it's a message or do you think it's by accident?
I think it's a message.
Okay.
I do.
Yeah.
We are returned. Or who said we were gone?
Right.
And you know what I mean? They're just taking it as they survive winter. They just haven't had any activity.
Yeah.
But then again, how do you know you're complying to their borders?
Exactly.
Which we find out later they have been.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Aaron runs and wants to alert everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And Michonne goes into the don't panic, everybody. No, no, no. Calm down.
Right.
So that's what we have going on at Oceanside. So now we take the point of view from Alexandria. Let's go to Alexandria.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's Father Gabriel. Who gets the radio?
And
is hearing it, and Eugene's still there.
Yes.
And then we see. Oh, okay. She's had the baby.
Yes.
So how much?
But she was like full on.
No, she was,
wasn't. She
let's say 3 months.
So yeah, maybe.
So another good six. Like I said, six, eight months.
So this is like beginning of summer.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's full on into a workout.
Wait, we got our three men and a baby montage.
we did.
That's exactly what we got.
Yeah, we did. And it really
was. Great. I thought it was great.
She's getting her body back.
Yeah.
Full on just working out, music blasting.
Which I didn't mind. Ernie. I didn't mind that too much. Yeah.
She still found yoga pants just happened to show up in this apocalypse world that we just recently got.
Yeah. Eugene is charting and measuring the baby on a daily basis and just being Eugene.
It's an experiment to him. It really is. It's not even a baby.
And then Father Gabriel's on the thing. He's like, you know, trying to man Alexandria and everything. And Saeed.
Because Michonne is at Oceanside
dealing with the.
And so is Aaron.
Yeah. And so you got Saeed, right? Yeah. The father. Kind of having like post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Yeah, we can talk about that real quick. That was a side one. He was a survivor.
He's got
PTSD of the attack.
Big time, because he keeps seeing, because he was there when the Whispers killed everybody.
Who is that doctor that we got introduced to?
I don't know who that is.
That dude's a freak.
Was that a figment of his imagination?
No, that's somebody else.
Maybe a
trainee. That's another doctor. I don't know
first off, okay, so to set it up, if anybody hasn't seen this following along, There's this assistant doctor that goes to Saeed and says, look, you know, we're gods amongst the apocalypse. How proud do you see that is? And he's being creepy.
Already creepy with that statement.
And Saeed is like, kind of, whatever, dude. And stuff. So they close up on his mouth.
Ugh.
And he says, you're looking at my mouth. Like, is this? And the first thing I'm thinking, what is the thing you notice with whispers? Their eyes and their mouth, because they're behind.
You can see through the mask. Yeah.
So right. I'm like, what does Saeed know? Is this guy a whisperer, like a spy? It's planted there, you know, but
and
again,
that's why he's getting freaked out.
Well, maybe he's like remembering, like, yeah. That mouth is familiar, you know, and the guy makes a joke about my mouth, and
that could be.
And well, I was like, but where did he come from?
He was a creep.
Yeah, he was weird.
Because he said, you want to make out with me? Oh, yeah doctor.
Yeah.
And then the whole we're gods to everybody here. Ha ha.
Yeah.
We run this place.
Like joking, and yeah, exactly. It was just weird. So I'm curious to see how.
And because you get the flashbacks of the whole fight scene.
Yeah.
Of Alpha staring him down, of the killing going around him.
When they're cutting everybody's heads off, or everybody's fighting, they let people go.
Yeah.
And Saeed was one of them that they let go.
Yes.
And he's got,
so
and he's like
traumatic.
PTSD. He's got it. And where.
The crucial part was he had the baby.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be with the baby. And
that's
when the doctor came in.
Yeah.
Was because the baby screaming.
With the purdy mouth thing. And
yeah. Really? What? You got a purdy mouth.
He so did.
You want to make out doctor to doctor? It was gross. He was a creep. I don't know where. I don't know where the hell he came from.
I don't either. I've never seen him before.
Nope.
And I was like, is this a guy, a whisperer? That just
know.
Kind of like survived, you know, they picked up on along the way. And maybe it is. And Saeed notices something crooked about his mouth or teeth or something that can put pinpoint because he was
in.
There. Because as soon as he was talking, he was flashing back to when he went with Alpha and that whole situation.
Yeah.
So I'm like, are we going to find out later that they picked up another group in this transition? He happened to be a doctor. And that automatically puts you at priority number one.
Yeah.
Like you said, we're gods amongst because we can help people.
Right.
So look for that. If he is somebody they took
that's
in,
a good call because
I guarantee he's going to be a whisperer spy.
Like I said, I don't know where he came from.
Yeah.
He's just another doctor. So we have that point. Eugene, is treating the baby as an experiment. Great shot, though. Eugene still be Eugene. She's breastfeeding.
Yeah.
And he's watching her.
Yeah.
And she has to throw him the eye. Like,
when is
really?
She going to just go for Eugene? I mean, Eugene is us. And you know what?
Like, she just has to give him a go ahead, touch it.
Yeah. Just,
all right, you're done.
That's it. Give him a little.
Yeah.
Terosity joined us in chat. Hello?
How's it going? So, yeah, that was creepy Eugene. A whole different side of creepy.
Yeah.
We had that creep who was a creep.
Yeah.
And Eugene's just always been infatuated with her and a watcher.
Yeah.
And she, like, throws him in the eye. And that was, you know what? That was, I can't say cool.
Yeah.
You got to understand the story.
Yeah.
Not that I'm saying that's cool to do. But it was cool that she didn't say anything.
Yeah,
it's
Eugene. She's just like,
she gives the eye roll. Like, oh my god, really?
Yeah,
I'm trying to feed my kid here.
Yeah, exactly. I'm telling you right now, I still think that Eugene is my favorite character for Walking Dead show. Period.
Yeah.
Even in the comics, he was awesome.
Yeah.
I just love his nerdiness, his D&D references.
Yes.
that would. I mean, I'm not that book smart.
Yeah.
But I can totally make those connections every time he talks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I just love it.
Yeah.
So
we get we'll get more of Eugene through this whole episode.
Yeah.
So that's Father Gabriel's trying to run things, like you said. We got that, and then Dario will definitely mention that at the end of the show, and then we have moving outside. And okay, so here's another timeline jump. They're picking off of all of their plants.
Yes.
They're harvesting right now. And we get the shot of Negan outside.
Right.
Now, Negan may be outside and among them, but he also has a guard.
He's on work duty.
And it's kind of funny. He's
prison work duty.
He's annoyed with it.
Yeah.
He really is. Because you're supposed to, make sure I don't escape?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
And you know we can.
Right.
But
Negan's ear, always to everything. Here's that radio call that Aaron made as far as they're back.
Yes.
And what happens? It freaks him out a little bit.
Yeah.
So much that Father goes and asks him, why are you back in your cell? You have a chance to be outside.
Yeah.
And Negan says, shit's going to go down.
Yeah. He's all, I see it happening. This is the start. He said, this is the start.
Right.
Basically. And he's not stupid.
No.
So he's not going to be on the open when shit goes down.
He's not being his regular Negan self.
Right.
He's having a real discussion with the Father of, hey, Gabriel, Gabe, as he always calls him,
yeah.
You're going about this wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I heard Michonne say, keep it cool, but no, you need to lie, everybody, yeah. and realize because a shitstorm is coming.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody's putting on their shitting pants again.
Right, exactly.
And I could see it coming, and yeah. that's...
And Gabriel takes it under advisement, but quickly
yeah.
goes outside and yeah. double our efforts to secure, and, you know...
Yeah.
It's an uneasy thing, and, again, that's setting up to me, like, Negan's going to have to take it, or they're going to be... They're going to ask Negan to basically lead him out of this war.
Yeah.
And if anybody follows the comics and everything,
you know,
can
what
definitely
could be
see
coming.
What could be coming.
Yes.
And if they do the comics, I think it's 100% awesome, but they might be doing something a little different with. But, yeah.
So that's basically a wrap-up of Alexandria.
Yeah.
That's what's going on
yeah.
there. I mean, they're trying to continue. Mm-hmm. But then again, mm-hmm. on alert. Yeah. Of the Whisperers.
Yeah.
Now, we did not see anything of Hilltop.
No.
At all.
Nope.
We get a mention of Maggie.
Mm-hmm.
And this mention came from...
Daryl.
We're getting shots of Daryl around the camp. Yeah. We're getting shots of the king. And then all of a sudden, we cut to the king
yeah.
and Daryl on a... what is that called?
Like a pier. Like a little
a pier.
Wooden pier.
Basically.
Kind of yeah.
Because a boat's coming in.
Yes.
And you're kind of wondering.
I'm like, who's this?
They still have an awkward conversation.
They do.
Just out of nowhere, the king says, do you wonder why bird shit is called guano? And Daryl just gives a response of, no.
No. Just thought it was always bird shit.
Just like that. Like, because yeah. if you remember, our last scene was him telling them, basically, back off Carol. I'm trying to save my marriage here.
Yes.
I'm trying to save my family.
Yes.
And you're getting in the way, buddy. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
So... We still have tension
yeah.
a little bit. Awkward conversations
yeah,
is our key point.
They don't know what to
point.
Talk about each other because...
Correct.
Because the person on the boat coming in is Carol. And, which and she's like, she even makes reference that she's been out in the sea.
Forrest Carol?
Yeah.
Forrest Carol on the boat?
Forrest Carol. Hi,
Daryl. Waving. She gave a full Forrest Gump wave, dude.
She's been out just kind of patrolling.
And
she's,
fishing.
Yeah, going up the coast, seeing what's up. Fishing, and Daryl makes mention you're looking for her, meaning Alpha.
Correct.
And the Whispers.
And Carol says, no, I'm not.
Yeah, no, just
I'm
kind
not.
Of doing
Real quick,
thing.
Though, let's cut to she pulls in.
Yeah.
She gives the Forest wave.
Yeah.
She says, hi, Lieutenant Dan. Then she meekly gets brought off by the king. Right. And man, that sucked.
Yeah.
He's.
They have a very.
He's
awkward,
all smiles.
Yeah.
He's very excited to see her.
Yeah.
And she just kind of shrugs him off.
She's like, it's good to see you too. Okay, I got to go. I'll be right back.
Let me go catch up with Daryl.
Yeah.
And that's what she did.
And they go off.
It sucked.
Yeah.
I think that's the only thing that we're going to get of the King and Carol.
Yes.
Like, you kind of know, oh, that sucks. It's
yeah.
done.
It's done.
It's done.
Yep.
I mean, that was it.
Yep.
And I think he realizes that now.
Yeah.
So, yes, now we cut to Daryl and Carol walking around.
Yeah.
He mentions that. Are you looking for her? She
yeah,
says
yeah.
no.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not. This is our mention of Hilltop with Maggie.
Right.
And we find out now how they've been getting the letters.
Yes.
And it was another pier
mm-hmm.
somewhere else that
mm-hmm.
they were being delivered to, and they'd go pick them up.
Right.
And it's been a very long time, they said, since they've heard from
right.
Maggie.
Right.
So there was no letters. She's just been out there fishing. She loves it.
Yeah.
I'm by myself. I'm falling asleep under the stars.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get a shot of she says, you should come with me.
Yeah.
And then we get them kind of a Grease 2 moment of Cool Rider riding on the motorcycle through the woods. And she's loving it.
Yeah. They have a conversation of basically leaving what they're doing as far as fighting and always kind of surviving just to go see what's out there.
Leaving everybody
and seeing else what's out there, even if that takes their lives. They were kind of like, and to me, they were just kind of bantering back and forth, like entertaining it, but not serious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or were they serious?
Well, we get to the point. Carol was serious, and she says she wants to leave.
Yeah, she's like,
tomorrow.
Let's do this tomorrow. And I'm like,
I still think,
yeah, like Daryl brought up, or
no,
no Carol brought it up,
yeah.
and then Daryl was like kind of fighting it. Then they were like, kind of.
Well, like you said, it was banter, so he went along with it.
Yeah, yeah.
And he says, I can't be stuck on a boat.
Yeah.
I can't do that. Small places, this and that. And
right.
he sits there and he goes, New Mexico.
Right.
I can go to New Mexico
yeah.
like that. And she goes, okay, whatever, then let's go on the bike.
Yeah.
And he kind of gives her that twisted eye like,
let's do it.
Are
yeah.
you serious?
Yeah, yeah. I think Carol, we know that.
Yeah.
Carol's lost Henry.
But this is a point that I want to make. A lot of people say, oh, yay, Carol and Daryl. I'm sorry, it's still not like that.
Yeah.
It's not. This was they're a family.
Yeah.
I don't care if you say her age, mom and son,
right.
or brother and sister. basically they treat each other like very close family.
Yeah.
And there is no anything of that as far as a love interest.
Right.
Or come on, let's me and you run away together. Instead, it's thrown out there.
Yeah.
While that talk was going on, they did a little bit of hunting. That was crazy. And we see Daryl in full poncho. Yeah. And that's crazy because I guess he has to wear his poncho when he hunts.
Well, and, no, he thinks he's on Endors. That's what
exactly.
He had the Endor poncho.
It is. Yeah. They hit a deer.
Yeah.
But this deer ends up on the wrong side of land.
Right.
When it's dying.
Yeah. Wrong side of the land. The Whisperer's land. And that's that whole fear of Alpha's warning.
Where we say that it's crazy.
Yeah.
Because this is Daryl.
Yeah.
And Carol's like, go get it.
Daryl doesn't give a shit. She said,
dude, but
Carol's even said, like, these are rules that we didn't agree on.
Yes.
You know?
And she cannot believe that Daryl is abiding by them.
Yeah.
Neither can I.
Yeah.
That's Daryl.
Yeah.
I mean, he literally throws his hands out. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Do you see that?
Like, this is their land. Territory. And
sorry, Carol. We lost it. She gets straight pissed.
Yeah.
Looks at him and said, we could have fed 200 people.
With that deer. Yeah.
And he shrugged his shoulders.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, it's on their side. And immediately, which is crazy, is we got a handful of walkers coming out to go get that deer.
Right.
They sat down and ate it, but he's still staring like, is that them?
Yeah.
Like, hey, we didn't cross the line.
It's like everybody's on high alert except for Carol. Carol's like, fuck it, let's just do it.
But also, it's been a time.
Yeah.
Through this, as we've been explaining and trying to show, it's been a time jump.
Right.
And they're still scared. The whole of the mass showing up.
Right.
Daryl abiding by the rules. Don't cross their line, as the episode's called, Lines Crossed.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that. Carol gets pissed, even to the point of he says, look, I'm sorry. And she goes, I'm sorry you pissed me off too.
Yeah, exactly.
But I still want to leave with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I still want to go out and explore.
And Daryl says, you can't.
Yeah.
Sorry, you got to stay.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens with that. But that was basically their story.
Right.
Now, what cut in the middle of all these stories that stopped everybody dead in its tracks was this Russian satellite busting through the atmosphere and landing close to our group at Oceanside.
Yeah.
And for some reason, Eugene flips out and tells them basically what we learned that which is told was this thing burned into the atmosphere and is starting a fire.
Starting a forest fire that can burn out of control. And like I said, Eugene was on it before he even hit the ground.
Yes.
If this thing hits, it's going to cause fires that is going to just wipe everybody out. And the king was like, this is what wiped out, not a meteor, but fires wiped out the kingdom. So,
and not only that, Eugene wants the satellite, the satellite. The
technology on it, he said. Very smart of Eugene.
Very crazy. We've never had a fire scenario like this because it does hit.
Yeah.
The forest starts going up in flames.
Yeah.
They are scared to cross a line, but Michonne says we have to to help save our people as well.
Yeah.
And this, that was a crazy scene.
Yeah.
Because we see and you forget you're in a zombie apocalyptic world.
Yes.
What are we, 6 years later?
Yeah. Something like, right? I mean, we're.
You can't call 911. You don't have a fire
They
truck
do it themselves.
Up.
And what makes this equally important and just be like, okay, dangerous is the fire is on the Whisperer's side of the territory. And we mentioned that. But everybody that we're following decides to go there and put it out. They're doing back trenches, blowing back fires. I've really been real smart about this.
Yes.
Now,
bucket brigades?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And do you think Alpha would see this and be like, oh, it's cool to be on my land to put this out? Or like, you guys just crossed my land. I don't care what it is.
I'm going with this.
Yes.
The latter.
I think she's going to find out, or, you know, to the end of the show, but she's going to find out they cross the land no matter what.
Yes.
Because you know the Whisperers don't care. They move around.
She thinks it's supposed to happen then.
Yeah, yeah. It's natural.
Then whoever burns in the fire burns.
Even doing that, it was dangerous.
Yes.
But it was like a lose-lose, or it was a dire situation. They had to get it out.
Well, it took all night.
Yeah.
We see it started at night. Well, maybe it flew in midday.
Yeah.
It took all night. It was a mention of that.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did it take all night, but we had a herd come in, a small herd, that they didn't know, which in the middle of trying to put out a fire, no sleep, no nothing, and they still yell out, watch their hands.
Right. They're still on high alert, which it puts us as, even though we didn't get one Whisperer until the end of this episode, it still put me on high alert as a viewer.
Because what's going to happen?
Like, they're in their territory. Is this their way of even showing them, even a forest fire, you can't cross our paths, you know, our lands?
We get to see their training get to use because they knock out the herd together immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Carol has the second best kill of the episode.
Yes.
As far as she cuts the throat mafia style and rips the head back.
To put out
a fire on the walkers and around the area using the blood. That's crazy.
Awesome.
Now you think, oh my God, that's it.
Yeah.
To where they start yelling, watch out, that tree's going to fall.
Yeah.
And we got
Daryl
full lumberjack dude style with an axe and throws it right towards the tree to knock it down and kill about seven walkers.
Yeah.
On fire. Pretty crazy.
Very skilled.
But definitely believable.
Yeah.
Definitely. So we get this, and now Aaron says, maybe they'll give us some type of faith.
Right.
We saved their land.
And that's why I was like, nah.
Michonne gets pissed.
Yeah.
We didn't save them. We saved our people.
Right.
But then at the same time, she's like, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
This is now show up Eugene and says, wait.
Yeah.
We got to save the satellite. She's like, are you serious, Eugene?
Yeah. She's like, no. No time.
He says, sorry. Yeah. I'm going to save it because something here can technologically help us.
Yes.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
But
it's Eugene. So
they end up saving it.
Yeah.
So with that, all of a sudden, we get a mention of where's Daryl and Carol?
Right.
Well, Carol, being Carol, has to see for herself, are they here or not? And in last season, Alpha took them to a ledge that showed the massive number of herd.
The herd of all herds.
That she had of, you want me to release this?
Yes.
You have no idea what we can do.
Yeah.
And it's gone.
They're gone.
It's open space and everything. She kind of wonders and is breathing. Daryl's like, okay, but that still don't mean nothing.
Yeah.
They can be out there. Daryl turns and starts to walk away.
Yeah.
And we get a moment of Carol gets a glimpse in her eye. And what do we have?
Yeah.
Alpha.
Alpha comes out.
Waking up in the morning.
Yeah.
Basically, she walked out. Like, if you walked out of your porch on your second story to get that fresh air and your eyes are closed and you're breathing in the morning air.
And you see Carol.
And she looks up, and her and Carol make eyes.
They were just
from that far of a distance.
Down, and Carol had that, like, I'm not scared, and I'm coming after you. Look.
She didn't try and run.
No.
She stared her down, which, I'm sorry, I called last season.
Oh, of course.
I said this was going to be the war of all wars.
So Alpha had the look like, you're on my land.
Well, I'm sorry to say, Alpha, like I said, this is
she
eyes closed
scared,
to the
she?
Sun.
Yeah.
Yeah, she, well, surprised.
Yeah, surprised.
She reached for her knife.
Yeah.
She was still wearing that buck knife that she has, and she reached for it.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a mask on.
Yeah.
She's full baldy out there, Mr. Clean, enjoying the sunshine,
yep.
praising the zombie gods.
Yep.
And she opens her eyes to make eyes with that.
Yeah.
And it was literally like if you saw a comic bubble
yes.
pop up and, bitch, are you on my land?
Yeah.
Like I could hear it.
100%. Like,
and
you,
they just,
how dare you?
Oh, yeah. And they stare each other
but
down.
Carol was like, yeah. I'm
that was our end of our episode.
Hand.
Now, though, my question is,
yeah.
is Carol going to say something?
Oh, no. No, she don't have to.
Because like I said, Daryl turned away.
Yeah.
Daryl is now under the impression, oh, that herd's gone.
Yeah.
Maybe I should run and go tell everybody.
Right.
This was a stare down between Carol and Alpha.
This is the stare down between the two that are going to finalize the season, I think.
Now, if Alpha is thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Is it just Carol?
Right.
She didn't see Daryl.
Yeah, exactly.
But them fighting the fire, when they walk in, like you said, see the remains of what they did, then she's going to know.
She's going to know. Alpha's going to find out these guys been on our land, this whole, like, crossing it from the winter storm to this fire now. And I don't even think that matter. I think it's she saw Carol on her land. That's it.
Yeah.
Now Alpha's going to make the decision. You know something? There is no standoff, or there's no standing by anymore.
Right.
I don't. It's one foot on our land, we're going to unleash.
Great ending to the episode, the whole stare down and everything.
Yeah.
You know what I would love just a little bit further is if Carol shot a bow at her. Even though she's that far
like a
away.
Shot?
Well, just to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it would have just fallen way above.
Yeah.
But just to do it, as far as,
that'd
like I
funny.
Said, you saw the stare of, bitch, you're on my land.
Yeah.
You saw the stare back of Carol. I would love for her to pull it out like, I'm right here.
Yeah.
You know, like, I just shot at you.
Yeah.
I really wish that would have happened. But the stare down was still cool.
Like, your move.
Very, very cool.
Yeah. Exactly.
Now, we'll get into a spoily part that you wanted to get into.
Yeah, so.
And with all this going on, we had a scene take place.
Right. So, I'm going to spoil the comic book, the ending of the comic book, and where I think this is going. So if you got to sign off, if you want to click off, just warning, that's cool. And here we go. So there's a scene in here where Judith and RJ, Rick Jr., is talking, but Judith is telling the story of Rick Grimes, his dad, yes, their dad, as a hero. This is what he did. He blew up the bridge and saved us all and all that stuff. And they're going back and forth of like, that's
real
my
quick,
dad.
A story, yeah, that's always been told, though.
Yes.
Because RJ is putting in the lines.
Yes.
You know when you get your little golden book?
Yes.
And you got it read so many times, you know what's next?
Yeah.
The line?
It's almost like, tell me the story of Rick again.
On the bridge? Well, yeah. The hero.
The hero.
The hero.
And that's very important.
Who saved everybody.
Yeah, and that's very important. In the comic book, how it ends, again, spoiler, is Carl, this is Carl telling his son.
Old Man
the
Carl. Old
Man Carl telling the son of Rick the hero.
Right.
You know, and I think that's the foreshadowing of Judith is going to be that.
Yeah.
Doing that.
Yeah.
So.
Because we see it. There was a story.
Yeah.
Michonne is taken back. She starts crying.
Yep.
She wants a hug from her kids.
Yep.
He's the one, then RJ says, is that my dad?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was.
In the comic book, it's, tell me the story of Rick, the hero, again, and
correct,
that's how it. So I think that's foreshadowing. I think that was perfect. That tells me they're going to run the gambit. I hope they run the gambit. Yeah. The Whisper of War to the Commonwealth, to the very last comic book, and let's do it. I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in.
They're great. Season one.
Yeah.
Episode one for season 10 opener.
Yeah.
You know, it got us right back into the story.
Yeah.
It showed our time jump, and it kind of made us feel a certain way, but we were right brought back to the Whispers are a threat.
Yeah.
And what are we going to do?
Yep.
And they are back.
Yep.
They're not gone. And life has continued on, but where's it going to go from here now?
Right.
No, it's exciting, it's basically, man, about Oceanside, Hilltop, and Alexandria. And are we going to live by these rules?
Right.
And I think Carol is going to be the one to lead it.
Right.
Of course. I really do.
This is going to be cool. So with that was our first episode, season 10.
Yes.
So I guess moving forward, we're going to do a bi-monthly show. We're going to do episodes 2 and 3.
Yes.
Our next show. So that's going to be the
we'll come back live.
Yeah.
So be sure and tell your friends, Instagram live. We'll do it Wednesday around 6:15.
Yeah. And this will come up on the RLU feed.
Absolutely. That's what we're a part of, the Raw Live Unedited Podcasting Network at rawlivepod.com.
Yep.
That's where you can find this. Thanks again, Marco.
Yeah, no problem.
We're picking this up.
But we're on hiatus a little too long.
Yeah.
But I think, like I said, this structure of feedback is welcome.
What's our time at? What are we at?
We're about 50 minutes in.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Because like we said, this was a different – we haven't got an episode like this.
Right.
And this is all it was, guys, was just a different point of view of everything that was going on.
Yeah.
Daryl and Carol, Alexandria, what they were doing at Oceanside.
It's playing catch up, and it's reiterating the importance of everybody's role.
And
the threat is still there. And the threat.
A great kickoff.
Yeah. And like I said, everything that we've seen the Whispers do is nothing compared to what is coming. If I think what's going to happen.
Very excited.
Yeah.
Very, very excited. So
exactly.
Thank you guys very much for tuning in. Be sure and come with us in 2 weeks when we'll be back with episode 2 and 3.
Yes.
And we will be on the Podcasting Dead on IG Live.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure and find us on rawlivepod.com. Share with your friends. Marco, where can we find you?
We're going to be here now, right?
And
we're going to be on the Starlight Digest talking everything Star Wars and also on Who Will Survive Horror podcast with Paul Stevenson talking everything horror. And you could find those shows on the RLU as well, and along as with our personal feeds.
And you can find myself on They're Not Dolls with the Toy Mingos. Check out our Disney page on how we do Disney. And coming up next on the Starlight Digest, we're going to be going live here in about an hour.
Yes.
So stay with us. Stick with us. Listen to the episode. Be sure and tell your friends to definitely join us on the Podcasting Dead and to check out everything on rawlivepod.com. What's up to everybody who listened? Dario, thank you very much for filling in.
Yes.
Just real quick, more to come. Dario, you missed it. We already talked about Comic-Con, but you're right. We did get an actress who is going to be played, is confirmed as the princess character.
The princess in Walking Dead.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's to come.
Yep.
Which means a lot, again, of moving forward.
And there's a lot in the Commonwealth. Oh, did I say that?
Yeah. So thanks for listening, guys. Check us out in 2 weeks. And don't forget to join Instagram, The Podcasting Dead.
Yes.
Raw Live Unedited, Toy Migos, The Sarlacc Digest, and Who Will Survive Podcast.
All right.